Hi, Mort. This is Don.
Okay, Don.
Hi, it's a privilege and honor to speak to you.
Thank you.
I've been in your program now for a little over 2 months, and my wife of 4 years left, moved out about 2 months ago, despite my best efforts. And we have a 23-month-old daughter, and we split custody time with her. So as you can imagine, it's been pretty hard. Now, my question is, it doesn't appear that she's had an affair, and every week, you know, when I go there to do the drop-off, and I'm employing all your principles, I'm trying to be very diligent in that, but every week when I go there, I see, like, more worldly possessions being acquired, like more furniture, a vacuum cleaner, a wall clock. So it's getting me nervous because I'm starting to think, well, you know, she's planning on this being permanent, you know, by these signs. So do you think the fact that, you know, she's not having an affair and she seems to be acquiring more and more of these worldly possessions every week, does that bode poorly for reconciliation? And related to that question is, I feel tempted to, because it hurts me to see, you know, all this new stuff that she's acquiring. Do you think it's a mistake to tell her that I feel really hurt seeing her buying all this stuff?
The answer to the first question, unfortunately, is yes. Yes, I think it is a sign that does not bode well for your circumstances. However, I hope you knew that however was coming. I always like to be optimistic and positive. Not just for the sake of being positive and optimistic. I hope you know I never say something unless I think it's true. So, yeah, on the one hand, you're right. You know, the fact that she seems to be getting more settled, does not bode well. It is reflective of her current mindset. However, there are 100 different factors that are going to be evolving over the next few months to a year, all of which are going to contribute in different ways and at different times in different ways to the ultimate outcome of your situation. And there's always, in every situation, at least a few factors that are going against you. I'll give you another classic example. Somebody will ask me, my wife is fostering this relationship with a friend of hers who was recently divorced. And this scares me. I don't think she's a good influence. My husband is, become very close to his father recently. And I know that his father doesn't like me and think much of our relationship and is not encouraging him to reconcile. Is that bad? The honest truth is, yes, that's not good. But it's not the whole situation. It's not the most important factor in the situation. It's one of 100 different factors that are going to weigh in on the ultimate outcome of your situation. And you're going to have at least a few factors that are not going in your direction. That doesn't mean that you're going to fail to reconcile. It's just important to focus on the factors that you can influence and try not to spend time and energy, waste time and energy, on factors that, yes, it's true, they're not good, but there's nothing you can do about it. And I'm sorry, I forget the gentleman's name who just asked the question, but he gave an example, and I gave another example, classic examples. Well, the example I gave was classic. This gentleman's example is a little bit more unusual, but nonetheless, two excellent examples of situations that, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. There's going to be lots of factors that are negative influences. There'll be lots of factors also that might be neutral or positive influences, but again, there's nothing you can do about them. Your job is to invest your time and your energy on the factors that you can do something about and do everything in your power to shift them in the positive. And hopefully, we pray that at the end of your situation, you'll have influenced enough factors in a positive direction that the ultimate outcome will be what you're looking for. Don't expect it to all unfold perfectly. Don't think that what you need in order to have a success story is for everything to line up perfectly. That's not the case. Things never line up perfectly. is there's always a certain element of chaos in these circumstances. That does not mean that you're not going to end up with a success story. Hang in there, focus on the factors you can do something about, and just the other ones, just let it go.